Now, I was going to tell you about procrastination earlier, but I thought, no, I'll do it later. Oh, sorry, that was a really bad dad joke. But why is it that you might have time for scrolling aimlessly through our Instagram for hours when we have something more important due or to do? And that is, of course, what we know as procrastination. Does it affect you? It's probably one of my main issues in life. And I've called upon Amy Reichelt, researcher in behavioral neuroscience at the University of New South Wales, to chat about it. Amy, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I guess the biggest question is, why do people procrastinate?
Well, basically, our world is full of really exciting things that are going on all the time, but we have to prioritize different things, and different things have different rewards for us. So the outcome of, say, going and getting a coffee with your friends is quite immediate, whereas studying for an exam, which is kind of looming in the future, or a deadline that's a couple of weeks away, isn't immediate. So our brain is kind of wired that it wants immediate rewards rather than these bigger rewards that are further out in the future.
That actually makes a lot of sense. What other things have you found in your research?
Well, basically, people discount rewards that are further away. So even if the reward is bigger, because it's less immediate, your brain just doesn't process it in the same way. So what happens is you become kind of in tune to getting smaller rewards that are immediate in the environment. And it's more difficult for you to process and kind of ignore those immediate things that you could be getting a hit of dopamine, which is your brain's reward neurotransmitter, which, makes us feel good, makes us want to perform certain behaviors, than the later rewards, which might be, in the grand scheme of things, a much better prize for your brain in a way. But instead, you kind of focus more on the immediate things. And it's really hard in our modern environment that there's so many things that are kind of quite immediately rewarding. So it can be, like scrolling through Instagram rather than reading through your chemistry notes. And so basically, we just discount certain amounts of values when it comes to certain outcomes.
Do you think that technology and like social media and that sort of stuff has, made it's worse now than it was 10 years ago, say?
Oh, I mean, I think there was always things that you could do to, really, occupy yourself without just having all of social media around you. And like, I had to do some work this weekend, but instead I cleaned my oven. But
No, that is so, that's so true.
suddenly you're like, ah, oh, that's much more fun than what I need
I
to
know.
do.
I clean my bedroom when I've got an assignment due at by 12 o'clock, and I'm cleaning my bedroom for some reason. It's really funny, something not usually you would enjoy, but it seems to be a pretty common thing. Do you have any like tips or tricks that can help us avoid these scenarios?
Yeah, so there's lots of techniques that you can actually do. I mean, there's the sort of technique that's, turning off all your social media and using it as a little reward at the end of, say, half an hour of doing some revision. Then you give yourself 5 minutes to, check through, social media, look at Instagram or whatever. And that's kind of the idea is called like the Pomodoro technique, which breaks your work into 25-minute slots. And then by the time you've finished that, you can then go for 5 minutes for a coffee break or look at Facebook. And then basically by doing that, you can aid your productivity across the day because you have lots of short-term deadlines. And then also there's the self sort of self-control, self-imposing deadline where if you've got, say, a really big project that you're working on that may have a deadline, at the end of the month, breaking up those deadlines into smaller chunks that then you get a little reward at the end of, completing the certain tasks as you're going along. So you avoid this sort of present bias, which is where your brain just likes things that are much more immediate than future events.
Yeah, true. Great. And I guess one last question I want to ask you, Amy. Now, our tagline here at Afters FM is what matters to you. And my question for you is what matters to you?
Well, at the moment, what matters to me is government research funding for science.
Yep.
Without that, we can't run our labs or do science. So
no.
Hopefully the government will fund lots of exciting science for next year.
I know. Well, I guess procrastination is one of the biggest issues we face in society today. So hopefully they're listening and they can, they'll give you some more funding. But thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
No worries.
And that was, of course, Amy Reichelt, researcher in behavioural neuroscience at the University of New South Wales, giving you an insight into why we procrastinate.